Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 1st. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 26,775 head will be offered, 4,500 feeder steers, 3,500 feeder heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to preview the video of the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or call for more information, 800-422-2117.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, it's been a busy week in the saga of the impending strike of railroad workers. December 9th is the final day for the unions and the railroad companies to reach an agreement over the new contracts for workers. President Biden consulted with his cabinet on Monday and after the meeting called on Congress to step in. Former USDA Farm Service Agency head Richard Fordyce recently commented that because of the broad economic impact, he does expect Congress to intervene.
I look at everything from an agricultural lens, but there are a bunch of other segments of the economy that would be affected, right? So, you know, I would be less inclined to think that Congress would act if it was just one segment of the economy, but it stretches across all segments. So I would think somebody's going to do something to get this averted.
However, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst last week mentioned that she would have preferred to not have Congress intervene in this situation.
We want to make sure that those railroad workers, many of them are working a lot of overtime away from home, that they are getting the time off that they need. And there is a worker shortage, which is impacting all the way around. And so I know this is a very difficult problem to have, but we hope that they can come up with those solutions and that Congress does not have to intervene at the 11th hour. So I'm just encouraging all of those groups to come together, do the right thing, make sure that you're treating your workers fairly, and making sure that we can continue to see our goods move by rail.
Even though the strike wouldn't happen until December the 9th, the railroads would start to prepare as early as December the 5th. Well, the year 2022 has been a profitable year for the ethanol industry. While in Kansas City, I had the opportunity to speak with President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, Jeff Cooper, about the mission of the RFA and his outlook for the ethanol industry moving forward.
Yeah, the Renewable Fuels Association represents U.S. ethanol producers and supporters of renewable fuels. We represent the industry's interests in Washington, D.C., but also all across the nation in terms of interacting with consumers, with the media, with market development initiatives, but a very strong focus on policy as well.
Railroads shutting down for any period of time, Cooper said, would be devastating to the ethanol industry.
We're very reliant on rail. About 70% of what we produce is shipped on rail, and so we've been keeping a really close eye on these labor discussions and disputes between the rail unions and the railroads. If the railroads would happen to shut down for any period of time, it would be devastating for our industry. So that's been one big challenge.
Once again, that's Jeff Cooper with RFA. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the Stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.